And good evening. This is your host, AFP Roving Editor Mark Anderson, and it is July 20, 2011, coming to you live. I'm spending some time in the Midwest these days, and in a few minutes we'll be talking with a very interesting attorney, Carl Pearson of New York City. He was on my former RBN show, One World Collide, some time back, and we're going to talk about what he's currently up to as a candidate. We'll tell you what kind of candidate after the break. You'll be very interested to hear that it's under a party that's not a donkey or an elephant. That in itself is a good development to see more traction there. Also, given Carl's unique perspective and where he lives in Manhattan and some past history we'll talk about in recent years, we'll discuss the 10th year of 9/11 and reflect back on some things that New York citizens tried to do to take this knowledge we've developed over the last 10 years or so. At that point, it was at about the 7-year mark, and actually do something about it, because as I often say on this show, it's not what you know, it's what you do with what you know. You can know a lot. You can know everything, really. But if you don't do anything about it, knowledge is just sort of a accumulation of facts and figures and theories, and most of them are, of course, more than theories. But at any rate, to know and not to act is almost not to know. I think we have to just face up to that reality. And in America, we have the reality that we just don't have the freedom that we think we have. And as a matter of fact, you see signs that maybe America hasn't had the vaunted freedoms that it supposes that it has for a very long time. And we have to break down the barriers to freedom and figure out why we're locked in this maze and can't seem to find our way out. We're in a small box. We're told it's a big box. We're in a kind of psychological and certainly a debt-based prison, but we're told that it's an open air, breathe in the air of freedom kind of situation. At any rate, Carl, with his legal outlook and with his political knowledge, can poke holes through some of this false reality that we're enveloped in, and I think you'll be very interested in hearing what he has to say after the short break and the messages soon coming up. Don't forget about the special deal, of course, here on RBN, and that's the special AFP deal only available here, and that's 17 weeks, or 18 weeks, rather, for $17.76. Let's get that straight. 18 weeks of AFP for $17.76, available only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And you can call 888-699-NEWS to try American Free Press, the leading national news weekly in the investigative realm in the United States, one of the top ones on the globe. Again, 888-699-NEWS. You can also get online subscriptions for significantly less. You can also find that information out by calling that 888-699-NEWS number. And our website, of course, is AmericanFreePress.net. And ask about our July 1825 double issue, and that's number 2930, but dated July 1825. Lots of interesting things in this 10th year of 9/11. It gives an update on Richard Gates, the architect who's marshaled so much technical expertise to figure out what really happened at New York's Twin Towers. At any rate, we'll be back after these important messages with Carl Pearson. Please stay tuned.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The air, and I want to welcome everyone to the show for tonight, July 20, 2011. And my guest tonight is New York attorney Carl Pearson. You there, Carl?
Yes, I am.
Great to have you on. It's been a long time. You were on the When Worlds Collide show that I used to have. I've known you off and on for a number of years. Well, I've known you. I mean, I've seen you off and on. And I remember 2007. I'm thinking about this because this is the 10th year of 9/11. And you were involved in a ballot initiative there. I remember having a kitchen table discussion with you on the phone about getting New York voters, after all, 9/11 was a crime against the city of New York, to let them decide if there should be a new 9/11 investigation. And from there, you've taken on other initiatives. You've ran for office. Correct me if I'm wrong. You ran for the state attorney general office once, what was that, 2010 or 2008? When was that?
2006 and 2010.
Oh, both those years. Okay, 2006, 2010. And so now you're running for office again, and I know you undertake a lot of things that most attorneys probably wouldn't touch, and you have a much broader outlook philosophically than most attorneys that I've ever met, certainly, and a refreshing view on politics and economics, to say the least. And I don't know quite where to start, but starting with the present, the the torch that you've carried for a while now is the idea of a local or town attorney general, under the argument that state and federal attorney generals are too far removed and too busy and otherwise really ineffectual when it comes to dealing with matters of antitrust, matters of justice, matters of fairness. Let's start there, because that's sort of the common thread in all that you do.
Okay. Here is what I observed in about the year 2003. I saw that Elliot Spitzer, who was the attorney general in New York, was allegedly violating the securities laws in New York State and probably nationally, and receiving about $3 billion a year in this enforcement effort of going after lawbreakers. And I started looking and describing to myself the powers that existed in that one office. And I concluded that that one office was the most powerful elected office in the country, bar none. More powerful than the president.
Now, the New York State Attorney General's office.
The New York State Attorney General is the most powerful elected office in the country. And the reason is that the Attorney General is elected and cannot be fired. He or she needs no approval from anyone. You don't have to have the governor's approval or a senator, the state or a federal. You are in charge of all philanthropies, nonprofits, all securities firms, stock exchanges, fraud, monopolies, unfair competition, just everything. I mean, you have the right to go after everyone that breaks the law, and there's really nothing that you can't do. Now, who else has that power? It's a shared power everywhere else.
Yeah, very relatively unencumbered compared to the rest. You're right. So unless they do something absolutely outrageous, they have a free hand as long as they're within the law.
Right, they can do anything. And they also raise $3 billion a year, which in the town of Huntington or New York City or Kings Park, they never get any of that money. So that money really doesn't go downstream at all. It somehow stays at the top, and I'm not sure where it goes. Some of it probably goes, hopefully, to the victims. But you have that amazing power, and it's a discretionary power. It's a prosecutor's power, which is discretionary. It's not criminal, by the way. It's a civil power in New York. The Attorney General has no significant criminal power unless the governor assigns it to him. So it's a civil power that we're talking about, the power to sue and collect a lot of money and put people out of business. So
okay.
Obama and the rest don't have that power. It's a real shared power, and you can see them fighting over it all the time. Like right now, they have all these meetings and all this wasted time, and they're running the risk of having the government go in default. I mean, nobody is at home. There's nobody running the government now. But the Attorney General in New York really runs the country if he wanted to.
Interesting. To spin the wheel a little bit quicker, that led you to certain conclusions, and I think it seemed to have some influence in your running for office in 2006 and 2010 and now.
Right. Now, the influence that it had, what it made me believe that it's such a substantial, awesome power that why don't we decentralize it and let them deal with their problems with a local attorney general, who I call a town attorney general. Why not let that power go down to the people at a much lower level, where somebody with a problem such as, you know, I'm losing my home, or I've had all of my money taken by some guy named Madoff, or why can't they go to a local attorney, a town paid for with taxes, and say, you know, I'm having a problem, my neighbors are having a problem, we're losing our homes and we didn't do anything, we've been shafted. So there, the attorney, if there is one, if there ever was one, and there isn't yet, there should be, but that attorney could then hear these problems and be attuned to the local problems and do something about it. And they can go in to court on behalf of these townspeople, whether residents or business owners, and obtain justice for them and prevent the loss of their rights and the loss of their business and property and loss of their families. So that was the concept that I had for a town attorney general, that what we need in America is to decentralize the power that's so readily bought off at the top.
Yeah, where it's so vulnerable to that buying off and so prone to be misused or underused or whatever the case, abused. And, yeah, the having that power at the local level would provide some leverage against unscrupulous retailers such as Walmart. It would certainly balance the scales and give small-town, downtown America a chance.
Now, here's another thing. Imagine if we have, say, 20,000 counties in the country, we have 20,000 prosecutors, because in the United States, the criminal enforcement system is state-run, but it's down to the county level. It's a state function, but the state has delegated it to take place where the election takes place at the county level.
So right, hence your district courts and all that, right.
Right, so they work at the county level. So if you have 20,000 elected prosecutors in the country, and you have 80,000 towns in the country, imagine if you have 80,000 town attorney generals who could, or even more, how many, I don't know how many towns there are. Maybe there's 200,000 towns, I don't know. But if you had a town attorney general, they would be a real force to make sure that the county prosecutor doesn't zealously over-enforce the criminal law. It would be a check on the county prosecutor. Notice how effective prosecutions are in America. What chance today does anyone have to win a criminal prosecution? Give me a number. What percentage would win if they went to trial?
It would have to be in the neighborhood of single digits or zero.
Exactly.
I would mention that you have the side problem that many judges are former criminal prosecutors, and they do not look at assumed innocent till proven guilty with a lot of ease. That's a difficult concept for a former prosecutor when they become judges. So you have, a need for a countervailing force. I can see that.
Now, Mark, you know that I'm not a criminal lawyer, correct? You know that. Right.
Yeah.
But do you know that for the past 10 years I've had the number one website in the world on prosecutorial abuse?
You're informing me of that now, but I'll take it at,
If you looked up prosecutorial misconduct or prosecutorial abuse, I'm right up there as number one, or maybe number two, but one, two, and three. Sometimes I come up twice as one and two or number two or something like that. But for 10 years, I've had the leading website on prosecutorial abuse, and the reason is I'm concerned. I see that the average person can't do anything about it. But in a town, if we pay taxes, why can't our local town attorney protect us from that by going after people that are overzealous in what they're doing? We would have many more people at the local level as town attorneys general than we have prosecutors at the county level. And if we have so many county prosecutors as effective as they are, where everyone gets convicted, imagine if you had 10 times that many people opposing them. You would cut back this conviction rate and make it a reasonable one.
Well, certainly it might create a situation where they stop trying to throw people in jail for small amounts of marijuana and other relatively minor infractions, and they might get a little choosier about what kind of cases they prosecute criminally because they know they've got some opposition.
Right.
Throw them all in the prison so we can build more private prisons and pay more private contractors to privately build and operate prisons.
Exactly.
It's outrageous. And drag the proletariat off the street to fill space so the private contracts don't go belly up. If there was ever a missing check and balance, I can see what you're saying.
So do you agree with me, I hope, and I'm just throwing this out now, that if people accept this idea that we could use a town attorney general.
Carl. We got the inevitable messages. We'll be right back. As I say, hold that thought. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Carl Pearson after these advertisements.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again.
And we're back on the air. July 20th, 2011, continuing our conversation with New York Attorney Carl Pearson. Kind of nostalgic for me to hear that Willie Nelson clip. His excellent place he used to have in Carl's Corner, Texas, just south of Dallas, closed down, Carl, and was bought out by a truck stop conglomerate.
At an auction by the IRS, no doubt. We're for the IRS.
I suspect so. That's my understanding, something very much like that. I only mention it because AFP lost a place to distribute papers where thousands of people went. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to see Willie up close in concert there and meet Woody Harrelson and some others. But, yeah, here's this fine, one-of-a-kind place for all the pilgrims that love Willie, again, swallowed by the corporate world that makes all our towns look the same and tears asunder the local businessman, the family-owned business. And what you're proposing conceptually with the town attorney general, as noted, at least played a role in you running for state attorney general of New York in 06 and 2010, an office that you noted earlier is, for many reasons, among the most powerful, if not the most powerful, elected office in America. But your concept of a town attorney general is not the only thing that you've dealt with. And after the break, we'll talk about 9/11 and a little bit of that, ballot idea that you tried, and it didn't go quite as you planned. But I encourage listeners to stay tuned after the messages at the bottom of the hour for more on Carl's 9/11 ballot initiative effort in New York City. But Carl, you're now running on the basis of your ideas and your concerns for the country for none other than the office of president, correct, on the Libertarian ticket.
That is correct. You know, the interesting thing is that I joined the race about a month and a half ago. And I went into a debate in New Hampshire, and there were three of us. So there are three of us seeking the nomination of the Libertarian Party as its presidential candidate for the year 2012. And that isn't too many people. I mean, you know, three people seeking the nomination, and you have to be in the party, and you have to have demonstrated some things, like you just can't just show up and say, I'd like to run. You have to have a campaign organization and a website, and you have to file with the Federal Elections Commission and do other things. So I've done that, and I'm seeking to go throughout the country to visit with state officials for the Libertarian Party and get invited to debates and to speak with them. So I'm really on the campaign trail. But the reason is that my efforts at going into a town of Liberty, New York, in order to sell them on the concept of the town attorney general, plus three other things that would make the townspeople prosperous, which you can do. You can make any town in America prosperous. But I got nothing but the cold shoulder from the officials of the town. They apparently are satisfied with what they're doing, even though the town is totally broke and people are destitute and they don't have jobs, they don't have businesses. I mean, they're just sitting around waiting for something. I bring in an opportunity at no cost to them to explore how they can become prosperous again, and the town mayor and the town development people give me the cold shoulder. And I'm trying to go up there and to, just at my own expense, to tell the townspeople what we can do in the town to make the town prosperous, and they're giving me a big runaround. So,
and this is very recently with Liberty New York, right? You're talking about within the last couple of months.
Yeah, just at the time when that first Republican debate was taking place in New Hampshire. I said, why not I go to New Hampshire and see if I can insert myself in the debate somehow? That way I'd have a different forum, one that may be more readily available to me. So
yes.
I did a Google search, and I saw that the Libertarian Party, which is my party, that's how I run as Attorney General last November as a candidate of the party, the Libertarian Party. And I saw they were having a debate for presidential candidates. So I put together a campaign, and I joined the debate. I was allowed to participate in the debate. And
wonderful.
That way, yeah. So
and this,
I,
is, it, this can be watched or at least heard audio online.
It's on internet, and I don't know the quality of the sound, but you can see the tape that was taken of this. My wife actually has an additional tape, but the one that was put up there was posted by the people who conducted this debate. So
To mention as an aside, the Liberty New York visit to try and get the townspeople, the town government to do something, that was since you became a candidate or before you became a presidential candidate?
Well, that's what caused me to become a presidential candidate.
Okay.
If I see an obstacle, I don't stop at anything. I mean, I just figure out a way to get around it. And that's what.
Yes, that's a wise philosophy.
You have to be inventive. And we've lost it. We wait for Walmart to tell us what door to open. We're no longer people that will do something. I mean, you do something. You figure out what the thing is. You see the problems. You write about it. But many people don't do that. They've lost it. They're buried in the bureaucracy, and they're shoved down, and they're not allowed to do anything. They're afraid if they do anything. If they step out of line, they'll lose their $8 an hour. My God, $8 an hour, and they're afraid of losing it. So what I'm
it's a sad situation. We're coming to the messages at the bottom of the hour, Carl, and we'll be right back with more from presidential candidate on the Libertarian ticket, Carl Pearson, and some of his recent memories in New York and some current issues. Stay tuned.
Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
And we're back on the air. Here on July 20, 2011, continuing our discussion with Libertarian presidential candidate Carl Pearson, a former New York State Attorney General candidate who's conceived of the local Attorney General, the town Attorney General, which we've explained quite a bit before the bottom of the hour. He would basically be a buffer against the county prosecutors that are arms of the state. So the courts are more than a prosecutorial avenue to throwing anyone and everyone in the new privately run, privately owned prisons that are cropping up like wild grass around the country. I've seen them myself and cataloged some of them. And there are abuses, funding-wise and otherwise. And it's to look out for small-town America, mom-and-pop stores, the whole nine yards. There's other things that can be done, of course, the monetary reform that I speak of often and other adjustments, but certainly there's some multifacetedness about some of this, and this town attorney general idea bears close scrutiny, but shows a lot of promise, of course. And, of course, it's not surprising, Carl, to hear that Liberty New York officials gave you the cold shoulder, but I still have to ask why. And I ask this, I've seen local government abuse in my own coverage before I worked for American Free Press. Local government was my beat. It still is on occasion in a way. But what is it with local government? Out in Quartzsite, Arizona, a lady speaks during the public comment period of a public meeting. She says a couple things calmly they don't want to hear, and they have her dragged out by police, and she has torn ligaments in her arm. Well, what's going on with local government? Why don't they want to hear anything?
It's power and money. They have a job for which they're probably not qualified, but they got in. There's often a lot of skullduggery in a town where they give away tax benefits and other benefits to favored people and charge more to the unfavored people. So I have a lawsuit right now alleging that upstate New York, that the town was giving favored deals and giving lower suing in federal court to try to change that.
But now, let me stop you there. Would that be an example of something that a town attorney general could sink his teeth into?
Well, yeah. You see, what happens is, yes, that what happens now in a small town is that the way the town divides up things is through zoning. And
yes.
Zoning is a very narrow look at all the things that could go wrong and hurt the people in a town. That's a very narrow approach. All it means is that when Walmart comes along, that Walmart can pay off somebody and get the zoning that they want. And then the town gets something they don't need. A few people get money in their pocket, and the system fails the residents. The town's attorney should really be more civil rights oriented and should be looking out after the welfare of the people instead of selling out to the people that will give a few bucks and bring in something that will be detrimental to the town. So the town's attorney should no longer be focusing on zoning. They should be focusing on protecting the rights of the residents and the small businesses before the townspeople lose anything more. They're losing their homes, they're losing their businesses, losing their jobs. When are they going to get the message?
Yes, so much can be done at the local level, and I won't get into the fine tuning or the fine detail, the minutiae of what Walmart does and how they go about their skullduggery in the retail world. It's complicated, but suffice to say that something needs to be done about it to where you don't have the public paying for some of their utilities or having to pay higher rates because Walmart's getting a break somewhere else in the tax realm or some other fees or whatever the case might be. But all this stacking of debt, all this unlevel playing field business going on, and you're very knowledgeable, and I would point out to listeners live and on the archive that my guest tonight, Carl Pearson, is very knowledgeable about precisely how Walmart shakes down a community while appearing to be their best friend. And at any rate, also on the local level, here in this 10th year of 9/11, I'd be amiss not to mention, Carl, at least for just a couple of minutes, that along the way, as you were putting together your town attorney general concept, that concept was at least included in at least one version of a 9/11 ballot initiative that you gave it your best shot to try and get on the ballot to try and give it some life, that is, some viability to where the city of New York, the citizens could actually, would have been able to decide for themselves in an election on whether to approve a measure to have a new 9/11 investigation at the city level. So it's another example of where you come in at the local level, and the town attorney general concept was part of that at one time, correct?
Correct. Here's what happened. Somebody in Washington during a national phone call of people concerned about what happened at 9/11 told me, and I'm a New York attorney, told me, you know that New York has a ballot initiative? I said, no, I didn't realize that. So I said, my God, I'm going to look into that. So I looked into it, and I saw that the ballot initiative is like a referendum. In California, the referendum is statewide and costs like $500 million to be effective. A lot of money goes into a referendum, and most of that money comes from Manhattan in New York, by the way. Studies have shown that it's New York money that funds the California referendum.
We won't go into how that works, but moving on, but in New York, you can have referendums on the city level or even the town level, correct?
In New York State, it's at the lowest level of government. So if you're living in a town of 1,000 people, you can have like 30 people sign a petition. Don't hold me to that number, by the way. But a very limited number of people to sign the petition, and you can overrule what the city council and mayor are doing.
Like the people in Switzerland do the direct democracy of Switzerland works that way.
Right, that's amazing. So in New York City, which is all five boroughs, that's our town. It's a city of all five boroughs. We have a right to have a petition that will create new law. You can either create or override. So what I wrote was a petition for putting on the ballot that would make me as the Attorney General for New York City, and I would be reading an investigation using a subpoena power to determine what happened on 9/11.
And this was in 2007.
Right. So I created that petition. I started it. I got the thing rolling, and I was part of a group that was doing it. And then somebody came along named Bill Pepper, and he took the thing away. He offered, I think it was $60,000. He said he could raise $60,000 for this effort. And I met with him and others in a church in one of the rooms of the church. We had the leaders meeting, and he said he could raise $60,000. And I said, I can't raise that. So if you believe that he can raise that money, I can't compete with that. And you know, I just gave up and let him take it over. But the takeover was to exclude me from the petition. He wrote me out of the petition, but he also wrote out most of the necessary items so that the petition.
Now, let me stop you there. So his offer wasn't to help you with 60 grand. His offer was, being that he would be raising the money, he would go by the "he who pays the piper calls the tune" philosophy, and
right,
by raising the money, he would take control.
Yeah, by raising the money, he would have the money to get the necessary signatures, because you have to go out and get 30,000-45,000 signatures. You need a lot of signatures here. So it takes money to get them. You don't have enough volunteers to go out and get them. You need to have people paid to go out and collect signatures. So with 60,000, he would have enough money to do it, and he actually did it. But he took me out of it. He said that wouldn't sell. And he also took out the provisions that were needed to make the operation successful, so that he actually was out there pushing a petition that had no chance of being accepted by the court because it didn't meet the requirements. They took out the things that I wrote in there that were needed, and they did it knowingly. I mean, they knew that you needed these things. One thing they needed was a method of financing the costs. So I said that the Attorney General, by suing, would raise enough money to finance the costs, and it wouldn't be a tax problem. It wouldn't be that you would have to raise taxes to pay for this, because nobody would vote for raising taxes no matter what. So that's if you had to say that we have no method of paying for it, you would have to say that the town would be taxed more in order to, if they adopt this. So that would be death for that provision. So you had to show financing. So he wiped out the financing means, and he said in the petition that, don't worry, somehow after it's over, we'll raise it. But that was his method of financing, and the court said that's a joke. And I told him that's a joke. You can't have that. That's not going to work. So it didn't work. They lost, and it was thrown off. Even though they got the required number of signatures, it was thrown off the ballot and never submitted to the public. So it killed the whole initiative, basically. That's what happened. It killed it. And that's really all I know. I mean, I don't know if it was done deliberately or not. You often hear that people come in and do things. They take over and get control and direct things, and that might have happened here. Pepper was noted for dealing with the potentates of countries right before they were being deposed. He would take their assets out of the country for them. How many potentates do you know? Chavez. He helped save Chavez's life, if you can believe his own story about this. I mean, how many kings and rulers of foreign countries do you know? Hello? 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 Hello?
email. Just don't take the call. Please, let it go.
Hello.
Hello, this is Mark Anderson. We had some technical difficulties there. Are you still with me, Carl?
Absolutely.
Yes, I apologize to the audience. There was loss of connection there, the perils of live radio. What can you do? At any rate, Carl, you were talking about, and I'll cut to the chase, how the rather nebulous attorney, to say the least, this guy named William Pepper, whom I've met, and I never got the right impression from him. I'm not alleging anything too deep here, but it just didn't smell right. I'll just say that. And at any rate, he, as you felt, sort of usurped or co-opted the 9/11 ballot initiative in the city of New York when you led that proposal to have that put on the ballot, where you would be offering yourself as this town attorney general, a concept that you've advocated, and to use that power on the behalf of the city residents to decide for themselves if they wanted a real investigation. And I only mention that tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the 10th year. Carl was in a unique position then. I saw him speak at a conference at Cooper Union where he was only given 5 minutes to speak by a host named Les Jameson. I thought it was pretty understated. I think he should have been given a lot more time. It was arguably the most important thing to be discussed at that 9/11 conference that year, September of 07. And, Carl, I didn't want to spend too much time on it, but it is another interesting thing along the road that you've been traveling the last, almost 10 years now, and certainly in the 5 or so years that I've known you. But how is it looking now? I mean,
well, here's what's happening right now. I saw an opportunity to reach people and tell them the things that they really would like to know that they're not getting through the main media. And the response is, like, very substantial. I've tried it out with 500 cab drivers, for example, and almost 95% of them stop after the drive is over and they want to hear more and they volunteer to help me. It doesn't take long. And then what I tell them, basically, I mean, it differs from one to another, but we can have millions of jobs in this country. And would you believe that we don't need any government money and we don't need any government programs? And in fact, we don't want any government money or government programs. The private sector, small business, is what creates jobs in America. The other people either have loaded jobs like government, unwanted jobs like military, you know, where we have excessive military force all over the world and we have too much, and or they have jobs that are leaving the country because the powers that be are selling out the interest to other countries and the jobs go over there and we wind up paying their protection for them to make goods overseas at lower cost and then push them back into America where they try to have us buy them, but then of course, we don't have jobs here, so we're having some difficulty in trying to buy their goods because we're not making them any longer in America. So with that as the problem, there's a solution, and that we have one thing that I have that just immediately would create millions of jobs. No government money, by the way, because libertarians don't want more government. They want less government, and they don't want government money funding these things because it only goes to the bad guys. It doesn't really fund anything. It goes to the wrong people. We don't need them trying to fund anything because that's just more stealing. So the way of creating immediately within 6 months or so, say 5 or 10 million jobs, is my plan. The first three are free. And by that I mean that the first three employees of any business whatsoever should be free from any regulation at all, so that there's no withholding, there's no OSHA, there's no age, no wage limitations. You can do anything you want except kill the people. And if you have the first three are free, small business, of which we have 26 million people, we have 26 million small businesses in the country, and they can't hire. 20 million do not have one employee. Self-employed, 20 million self-employed people don't have a single employee. And yet,
yeah, because it's so much red tape and so onerous and costly.
We can't put up with it because it's hard enough running a business by yourself. And the minute you have to add the complexity of payroll,
yes,
And then when you say, well, people will say, well, ADP and, well, yeah, and Paychex, you can hire them.
Carl, yeah, I don't mean to interject. We got messages. An important point to make. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Include Alamax, Magnuset, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers, and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit TerraVim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Coming to the final segment of the July 20, 2011 show, we've been talking with New York attorney Carl Pearson about his town attorney general concept, about how that was included in a 9/11 ballot initiative in the city of New York that he attempted very sincerely in 2007 but was thwarted by attorney William Pepper. And we've talked about some other matters, including, of course, his candidacy for president on the Libertarian ticket following past runs for office for New York State Attorney General. And, Carl, you were talking about one of your observations that so many small businesses exist, but they're so wrapped in red tape and expenses, OSHA, withholding, all these regs, all these taxes that they really can't get off the ground.
We could create jobs for everyone easily, and that's the thing that you have to focus on. The Democrats and Republicans are not interested in doing that, because it's obvious that it needs to be done. And what they can do is clear, but they won't do it. They always hem and haw, and they have other things. They have spending programs. I'm saying without spending, without any programs, we can create millions of jobs in the country. But they want to spend money and give it to their friends and dilute the economy, take away our value, and give it to their friends. They're stealing this money from the public. And what we need instead is to give it several things that will allow millions of jobs to be created. Eliminate the payroll withholding requirements for the first three people for any business. Let them designate three people to be independent contractors. That will encourage 26 million businesses to hire, or at least the 20 million self-employed that have nobody. Number two, do you know that a small business is not allowed to advertise for money? Yeah, I bet you didn't know that. They're not allowed to advertise for capital.
In the sense of, I would mention, too, we have only a couple minutes before the show winds up, but real quickly, what's an example of what they can't do?
They can't run a YouTube video showing what their product is and asking people to help finance it. It's illegal. They'd have to spend $15,000 or $20,000 with a lawyer to try to raise $1,000.
But the stock market and the big boys and your Goldman Sachs.
Right. So we can't raise money. Number three, we can't even set up schools to train the people to work for small business. There are at least 10 million jobs waiting if we could train people to become the assistant to the owner of a small business. It is very complicated to run a small business. To try to train somebody to take over 300 of the 1,000 tasks that I do is difficult, but I can't train people because I'm in a different business. I can't train people when they leave and find someone else. Therefore, I can't hire. But training programs, if we had eliminate the licensing of vocational training, use fraud. Just sue people for fraud. Put them in jail for fraud. But don't have licensing requirements where that means that we won't set up the school. And it means that we can't train people to go to work for small business. Therefore, small business can't grow. And guess who profits from that? The monopolists. Well, what do you think? Of course that's the way it works. So we have to get rid of regulation.
Let's stop there, Carl. Any relevant websites you want to give?
Yeah, carlperson.org, and I need help. I need help in every state. It's a 50-state campaign. I need help. People who will volunteer to help me, we have a real good potential here. I'm telling you.
And let me add that it's Carl Pearson, P-E-R-S-O-N, like the word person, often pronounced Pearson, though, right?
Correct.
Right, but it's at carlperson.org, correct?
Yep, that's my campaign website. I need help.
And
this is a way that we can take back the country.
Okay, well, thanks for describing your ideas. Great to have you back, Carl. We'll see you next time. And listeners, we'll see you tomorrow night on the AFP Hour, where I hope to have a Michigan resident trying to keep her garden in her front yard in eastern Michigan. Stay tuned till then. Good night.
Continues to spiral into a free fall.